Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we did our second interview for more than an hour with Willie Nelson today. Huge revelations on a bunch of fronts. We'll talk more about that. Continuing with your phone calls, I will get into the economy, what's happening with Russia and the U.S. right now, the gun situation, the victim disarmament, how they're hyping for gun control. It's all coming up. But right now, Jake in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, listen, have you seen that video on the internet with Benjamin Fulford interviewing David Rockefeller?
Yeah, we've interviewed Fulford and we played some clips here.
Yeah, listen, what's your take on that? He says there's like some Asian secret societies want to attack the Illuminati and things like that. What's your take on that?
I believe Fulford believes what he's saying, and I believe there's some truth to it. I can't vet lots of it, so I don't know. But the globalists want to reduce world population by 80%. The Asians have had bioweapons tested on them. That's been declassified. They've sterilized
right.
them all. There are agreements with China, and so I believe a lot of it. I can't confirm it all, so I can't say that I can prove it all.
Right, because he's saying that they want to, because we can see in the United States that, you know, everything's still going as planned with these people, but he's saying that they want to, like, the Asians want peace, and they want to end the European dominance of the world.
We have to understand that's not European people's dominance. That's the global elites that sucked off of us and used our ingenuity and used our strength and prowess and intelligence and inventiveness to dominate the world. We have been a great war horse, a great dragon that they shackled and used to turn the mill.
Right. And I want to say one more thing, too. Listen, I don't know if many people know about this website, www.taxday08.com. It's the Ron Paul tax day website. I want everyone to go check it out.
Yeah, they want April 15th to have a big money bomb.
Right, Ron Paul is calling for a march on Washington, so if everyone wants to check
it
out.
He announced that.
YouTube.
Exactly, he announced that here. And they should have the date set either Memorial Day or July 4th very, very soon. I appreciate your call, my friend. Neil in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Got a question. You just had a baby here recently. I'm about to have one, too, in about 5 weeks. And I'm trying to wake up my wife to the whole vaccination thing, but she's slowly waking up. But I think it'd help if by coming from you, do you support any of them? Or
okay, well, here's an example. We had our latest child at the North Austin Medical Center Division of Seton because we know the doctor. She's a patriot. And we know the people there, and it's best to have it in the hospital if you can trust the people, and it's great service and great care. Still, when I was there, they diverted me off to do something, and when I came back, my wife said, yeah, they were just asking if you know, if it's a good home and if you basically beat me. And they've got a computer screen up that they do through the health department where the nurse, right before you have the baby, is asking you all these questions that goes right to the CPS. So they spy on you everywhere, A. After the baby had been born, they were in there washing it and everything, and I was there at all times. The nurses were like, so you don't want the hepatitis B shot? And I said, no. And they said, good. We didn't give it to our children. There's no point in having it. It's a sexually transmitted virus or through IV drug use, and it's also, you know, pretty dangerous vaccine. And I said, yeah, I know that. And I said, but you don't tell people that. And they said, no, you said no, so we told you. So the nurses that have children were agreeing with me. So know that the hospitals themselves are big social networking systems. You know, when you get arrested with a machine gun and a dead body in your car, they still give you due process. But when you go in to have a baby, it's just institutionalized at every major hospital that everything is a tattletale system, and the nurses aren't even thinking about how this is set up. The people aren't even thinking about it. You should be aware of that. Why would your daughter or your son that you're having need some dangerous vaccine? By the way, they'll probably tell your wife they've taken the mercury out, demand to see the insert. You will read Marisol is still in there. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I do have one more.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies. If you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the food we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh, did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's
1-800-457-9914. Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might hurt me.
Forever, semi-precious junk controlled by the global crime syndicate, the very same people that own our central banks. Forever running scams on the population. That is your New World Order. All right, let's go back to Neil in Texas, or was it Joe in Texas? Who was I talking to? Neil, your other question?
I think I'm in a pretty good school district. Is there anything that they can do to, if you don't take the shots, to stop you from going to public school?
No, because they're pig-like criminals that run our government. They are. These are hardcore pieces of filth and trash. I mean, that's the bare minimum we can say about them. They knowingly at the schools lie and tell you it's the law to take shots. Even when we were being discharged, some head nurse that didn't know us came in and said, "Now, you know you've got to take the shots," and why not? And I just said, "Look, I know it's not a law. Goodbye." And then she was like, "Oh, I got one that can see." I mean, I shouldn't have to sit here with a bunch of bluffing people who are pushing this bull. The good news is 10 years ago you had a child at a hospital. All the nurses were trying to push shots. Now almost none of them are, and most of them are saying they know it's bad. So there is no law. Let me explain. The legislature of the governor mandates to the health department through executive orders and through regulatory commissions that they want the schools to put on the list of recommended to attend school. But they then lie coast to coast, border to border. They do it in Europe. Tell you it's the law to take shots. Then they expel you, suspend you, and then they kick truancy laws in, and the public is too dumb about the law and systems. All they know is cops are coming, they're going to jail. Your child's not in school, you're going to go to jail for that. And they think, oh, it's the shot. I mean, look at the mass fraud. All of them need to go to prison. Anyone that lies, I mean, if I show up at your door and say I'm going to arrest you if you don't buy a vacuum cleaner, I should go to jail. Well, the schools are getting money for this. They lie and say you got to take a shot. They're criminal scum. Okay? Hate them. They deserve absolute hate. Now, again, on average, they're useful idiots that think the shots are good. Why wouldn't you want to take the shot? They don't know that a bunch of criminally insane eugenicists run things, and then in public documents they planned in the 20s and 30s to put poisons in vaccines to reduce your IQ or implant cancer viruses in you. Okay? And that's bottom line true, and it's come out. You can't trust anything they do. How many times have they been caught lying? How many times have they been caught having HIV in the blood products? How many times have they been caught knowingly doing it? So, again, it isn't that magically you couldn't have some clean vaccine that would help the children, and maybe it's good. That's debatable. The problem is that we know bad people run these big companies. We know it's a black op. You can't do it. Is that clear?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, my friend. I'm glad you called. I mean, here's an example. My family pediatrician, very well-known, prominent pediatrician in town, doesn't. A lot of pediatricians will just refuse care if you don't take shots. He doesn't do that. But he says that you ought to take tetanus because tetanus is a real threat and is a real problem. Because if you run into something rusty and old, it might have the tetanus on it. The problem is that's the very one that the globalists have been caught repeatedly adding hormones to sterilize your children. And it's come out in studies it's associated with infertility in women and men. Perfect bioweapon because they bond different hormones involved in the reproductive system to it, and then your body has autoimmune responses to those and attacks the glands that secrete them. That's not me. That's epidemiologist, top scientist in India and Africa that discovered it in 1995. And they've discovered it countless times since then. And every week or two, I see a new BBC article where, oh, we accidentally gave them live polio and thousands of kids got it and died. You know, oh, we accidentally gave them AIDS virus in Libya, the UN program. All the kids that went there were injected with AIDS, but we think it was evil nurses doing it. Yeah, right. A huge hospital. They were all in on it. No, they didn't know. The UN aid workers even meant well. The nurses out there working in these third world pits and the doctors that go volunteer, they don't know. The UN World Health Organization shots come in. They're turning down $100,000 and $200,000 and $50,000, $60,000 a year jobs in the West to go help. I'm not saying the nurses and doctors are bad. It's compartmentalized. They don't know. Just like our police, just like our military, by and large, mean well. They just don't understand the sophistication of the grid. But I haven't even given my children tetanus. Not that I don't know tetanus is a threat. But because there's a very good chance, you know, they got caught, they'd call it impurities, or, oh, there's a recall. You hear about that every day. When people actually, see, people are watching the vaccines now. They're not getting away with what they used to. Oh, you have blood pouring out your eyes and hind end and out your underarms and you're flopping around having convulsions. Oh, it was the vaccine was tainted. It was a mistake. It was a screw up. The government screwed up. They're not screwing up. They're doing exactly what they intended all along. Joe and Tejas, you're on the air. Hi.
It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I enjoyed your interview with Willie, and wanted to, for the first time, I live up here about on 83 North out of Uvalde, Texas. And for the first time here a few days ago, I counted, Alex, 13 trucks from Mexico plates on them.
Oh, I see. I've been seeing them for 5 years, you know.
And it's just, you know, I was turned on to you here about 3 months ago. And because of you, my sister's eyes are opened, and my daughter, she doesn't take the have. I just had a grandbaby here; it's going to be a year old, and she doesn't. She didn't have her baby, you know, take those shots. And but it's I was my eyes have been opened, and because of you. And when I told my sister about your web page, and when she went to the web page, the first words out of her mouth were, "Oh my God, man." And she had never heard of you. And when she went to your webpage, she couldn't believe it. But I know you got a lot of other callers, Alex, but I really appreciate you, man. And she sees a lot of young people there in Beaumont, Texas, where she lives, a lot of young people rooting for Ron Paul.
Oh, there's no doubt Ron Paul was second or first place. They cheated him, but we knew that was going to happen. Now we have to keep moving forward. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Joe. Brandon in Canada, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
Oh, I was just listening to your vaccine there, and when I was young, like, I got bombarded with them and made me violently ill. Like, that got a lot of hate in me right there, but, yeah. Your story there about when you're young and how you got into this, like, this is, like, what I'm living right now, and it's very, very good. Like, I go to the local clubs, and, you know, and you see policemen walking with briefcases. You know, it's wrong. Everything to do with money is wrong in this world.
Well, at least they're just dealing the drugs in your area. In Seattle, they go sell drugs to each other, and then the cops own most of the nightclubs now. Then they bust you for having drug dealing going on when they're doing it and soliciting it to get your property. I mean, it's the tyranny is so bad, it's off the charts.
Yeah, and now I see that all my friends go through this, too. Like, they're good people, you know, and now they're doing heroin and just, like, lost.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Heroin production from the poppies, from the opium, is 8 times. That was last year's numbers. It grows each year. Record numbers were achieved within 2 years of the liberation of Afghanistan by 2004, 2 years after the liberation. The opium began to flow in big gushers out of the Golden Crescent right into your children's veins. And it's even come out in mainstream news that the U.S. and England, quote, don't spray the poppy fields. You bet they don't. What do you think it's about in the news when they talk about hundreds of billions of dollars in $100 and $1,000 bills, C-130 after C-130 landing just daily? A private gets about $40,000-$50,000 a year in liquid cash. A captain's getting about $1 million a year. Colonels, $1 million a year. Generals, no one knows. We know it's in the tens of mil. And real fast, that corrupts people. And if a general or a army inspector or an army investigator comes and looks at torture, they instantly die. They just blow your head off. And I was telling you about how they were handing them out cash within a week of the invasion, remember? You can go back and listen to those shows. Now, for 2 years, and it's admitted, they just fly in with cash. A large portion of the troops are illegal aliens. A large portion of those are aggravated felons, both illegal and from the U.S. And you start giving $40,000-$50,000 to each and every person that's over there. But they tell them, shh, you got to be quiet about this. We know you're not getting the pay you deserve. The president wants you to have this. And see, that buys their support, but now they're corrupt. And they don't even search the bags of the officers from sergeant and up coming back into the U.S. They're allowed to bring in millions in cash. All they got to do is keep re-upping and staying in. And that corrupts the whole thing. And then a lot of them that seem to like it, they get recruited into black ops, and now they're going to be dealing cocaine, heroin on our streets. They're going to be chiefs of police. They're going to be captains on police departments. They're going to be used to using electric drills on people in Iraq. They're going to do it right here. Oh, yeah. But you know what? You're not going to get away with it. Okay? See, they've seduced our military and tried to turn them into the spawn of hell itself.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
That Hillary Clinton / Walter Cronkite world government is wonderful. Clips coming up in the next segment. I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit. I will cover it all. We're continuing with your phone calls today. And when this transmission ends in about 35 minutes, you'll be able to tune back in if you missed any of the Willie Nelson hour plus long new interview, brand new today, back on with us for the second time that'll re-air at InfoWars.com. Not even posted on the web yet. First place you can find is right there in the restream. He was on in the first hour into the second. And people are saying it was even better than the first. So help us get those articles out. Paul Watson's going to do a story on that. By the way, if you're driving down the highway in Kansas City, Missouri, listening on KCXL, you're driving down the road and our fine stations in Pennsylvania or Ohio or wherever, you're listening to 1330 here in Austin or 90.1, 96.3, whatever you're listening to. KCAA out in San Diego, wherever. Don't just drive along in your car or your office and think, oh, that guy says they're paying off all the trips. Now, I did tell you years before it happened, because we've seen this in past wars to a lower degree. We've seen them do this with domestic populations, and we knew they were using the same Merc trainers and people like Negroponte who'd run the death squads in Latin America. We knew they'd paid off the Taliban and Al-Qaeda with millions apiece at the lower levels, hundreds of millions for the higher ups. So that had all come out, too. You know, big truckloads of gold just to take the fall and say they did 9/11. But when you talk about hundreds of billions in the last five-plus years, I mean, at least 40 grand. Some privates say, yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I only got 40 grand. Some I've talked to got 60, 100, depending on what they were doing. The more vicious, the more evil, the more you get. Think about how they're compromising them. And then officers. I mean, captains, colonels, majors getting upwards of a million or higher. And if you don't take the money, that's how corruption works. It's like in New York, a couple times they had to fire more than two-thirds of the police detectives because they were all on the take. That's admitted. So don't say it doesn't go on. They would kill you if you didn't take the money. A lot of cops went public years later, and it was on record that they'd been threatened. They'd been demoted until they finally took the money. Well, now it's just, oh, here's, and they dole it out. Here's $3,000, and then you take it. Here's $10,000. Here's $20,000. Here's $100,000. And then, by the way, we want you to kill that sergeant. By the way, there's an Army investigator coming about what's happened here at the camp. He needs to have an accident, and you're going to get more of what you got. You understand? And if you say no, they blow your head off. They're all coming back here to work. And that's a big deal. We ought to do some news stories on that. It's been in the news here and there. It's admitted they're paying them off. But when they're hiring aggravated felons and illegal aliens or both, and they're recruiting the troops and paying them off all this cash, and boy, I've seen it. I know a lot of people have been in the military 10, 15, 18 years. I know people who lived in the middle-class house and drove the two old Chevy pickup trucks, and they just came back from Iraq. I know quite a few of them. Suddenly, they're driving $50,000 fully loaded diesel, you know, duallys. Suddenly, they're moving into $500,000 houses. And then you hear about how, oh, they're working with the Austin Police Department now, but it's a secret program. Can't talk about it. We got black ops all around us, ladies and gentlemen. So you wonder why the neocons and their minions keep going along with all this. They've been paid and well paid. After all, they're just devaluing the currency. They're robbing from everybody else. What would buy $100,000 10 years ago cost $1 million today, and it's only accelerating and getting worse. And that's been in hundreds of newspapers, but they reported it like it was no big deal. Yeah. Huge buildings, you know, just airplanes lined up with huge, and it showed photos of them, huge pallets, each shipment $4 or $5 billion, hundreds of shipments, and that's what we know about. You know why the CIA and the globalists wanted to invade Iraq? Because they ran the whole show. They put Saddam in power. They made him the head of Baath Security in 79. Head of Baath Security in 69. Head dictator in 79. They ran the whole apparatus, and I remember seeing news articles, but then they decided to reclassify them in the week before 9/11 about how they were paying off all the generals millions of dollars apiece, and even flying them out by helicopter the night before the invasion. They already had that whole thing infiltrated. So, of course, there was no real resistance when they first rolled in. And I'll tell you how cold-blooded our New World Order is. They actually, and we've documented this, created the insurgency and funded all three sides and paid them to shoot and kill our troops and shoot and kill other people just so they could have an excuse to stay there. And I told y'all that was going to happen beforehand. See, this is a different type of logic they use. It's a dark alchemy. It's a system. All right, your phone calls, tons of news, news blitz, audio clips, totally jam-packed, final 30 minutes of transmission on the other side of this quick break. Check out the redesigned, updated InfoWars.com. Get your own MySpace account, InfoWars.com, right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Body Union, that big business band. And it's going out like a dinosaur.
Wonder if we'll ever get Bob Dylan on the show. Ha ha! Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
Big news, whistleblower site taken down in the U.S. Ultra-massive precedent-setting case of restricting news domestically. Your calls coming up as well. I'm about to play this World Federalist Society, World Government Society clip with Hillary Clinton and Walter Cronkite. Before we do that, eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating 27-year storable food company in the United States. It's where I've gotten storable foods now four separate times. Lasts more than 10 years in controlled climate environments. 10 years if it's not controlled, like your attic or your garage. Stores in very small places for the amount of food there is because it's freeze-dried. Each can's really heavy. Super high quality. Fabulous sponsor. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. With all the things that are happening in the world, this is an insurance policy you can eat, an insurance policy that's guaranteed to pay off one way or the other. 1-800-409-5633 or big fat banners on the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through right there and get all the food you need. Also, there's Interfood. If you go to Infowars.com and link through on their banner, you get 10% off automatically on the Alex Jones subpage of enerfood.com. They have the best green food out there with 20 superfoods in it, like dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corella, spirulina. Massive absorption. Put it in different fruit juices. Tastes delicious. I've tried other green foods and just can't hold them down. This stuff is just a dream. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or enerfood.com, and tell them Alex Jones sent you. I haven't in days plugged my videos. You know, I've got an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com with the best books, the best videos by other researchers and filmmakers. All 18 of my films, including Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Final Cut, an expanded edition with 17 extra minutes. It's over 3 hours with the extras, proving different cases of government-sponsored terror. Late Great USA, the Bilderberg book, books for and videos for young people, like All Jacked Up About the Poison Food. This is the type of stuff you need, and your purchase also makes what we do here possible. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. I know you know about the New World Order, but what about your neighbors, your friends, your family, your boss, or the people that work for you? Please get the videos out. Please make copies of my films and give them to people. Please get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. If you have them, I want to thank you. 15 cents a day, download, stream it down, anything, different formats, super high quality. Just check out and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Okay, let's go ahead and play this clip since somebody mentioned it. Here it is. This is Hillary Clinton thanking Walter Cronkite, talking about global government.
The World Federalist Association, or WFA, is one of the largest organizations that openly promote world government. Periodically, the WFA extends a global governance award to a prominent individual pushing for the same goal. Former CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite was among the recipients of the WFA award.
Thank you very much. Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level. To deal with world problems, we need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government.
In a closed-circuit hookup, Hillary Clinton congratulated Cronkite.
For decades, you told us the way it is. But tonight, we honor you for fighting for the way it could be.
In 1993, the WFA honored an editor for Time magazine for an essay he had written entitled The Birth of a Global Nation.
Nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority.
After receiving the award, the editor, Strobe Talbott, was appointed Deputy Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. In February of 2000, the New York Times allowed the WFA a full-page ad to spread its globalist propaganda.
That's right, free ad, but when patriot groups want to put an ad in there, it's $300, $400, $200 grand, depending on the size. And Hillary Clinton on tape thanking him and worshiping him. There you have these global government, world federal bodies. North American Union, EU, Vicente Fox admitted it last week, the We Are Change. I got to get them on about this. We don't have time to play those audio clips today, but they're up on Infowars.com and WeAreChange.org, as well as JonesReport.com. Aaron Dykes did a big report on JonesReport.com this weekend. Don't even have to tell Aaron to come into work. I have to tell him to not live here. The guy's just constantly in there working, doing a great job. I know we got loaded phone lines, and I'm going to get to you. Let me just run through some of the news here. Kosovo prime ministers proclaim independence. That was always the plan, obviously threatening Russia. Do you believe this is all staged? I mean, do you believe Russia is part of the New World Order? A lot of evidence shows they are. I mean, they've got the 911 system. They've got the Secure Start, the Head Start. They've got the nanny state. It's all managed by the same central banks, but now we've got Big Bear bombers buzzing our aircraft carriers. Our aircraft carriers belong to the globalists. We think they're ours. See how I'm even inculcated in the brainwashing. You know, seeing it as our military, our government, it's not. Nuke threat puts West on notice. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Ukraine he will aim nuclear missiles at it if the country joins NATO and accepts a U.S. anti-missile shield on its territory. Big news there. And those anti-missile shields aren't going to stop frogs. They're not going to stop artillery shooting those rounds low. Nothing can stop them. Not even an Aegis system. Again, Russian bomber buzzes U.S. aircraft carrier heading towards Japanese coast. A Russian bomber twice buzzed U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in the most stark warning yet from the Kremlin on the return of the Cold War. Also, Russian bombers have been entering U.S. airspace coming into Alaska and other areas. EU just setting the precedent to ban certain types of light bulbs, toilets. They want remote control, thermostats to control your house like California's proposing. They want to restrict outside heaters. They want to ban fireplaces in your house. It's all about control. Don't worry about genetic engineering or all the real stuff going on or toxic waste being dumped in the ocean. No, don't worry about that. Just restrict us and train us. The government says what we can and can't do. UK Daily Mail reports under new EU regulations that England entered into, I thought it wasn't government, that new treaty they just signed, but it is. They're basically going to ban fireworks displays. Headline, EU to kill off fireworks displays as new safety regulations come into force that are... Barack Obama pushes bill that would mandate global tax. Paul Watson did a report on this from mainstream news reports. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama is pushing a bill that would lead to the implementation of a UN global tax consisting of U.S., and at least $845 billion. The Global Poverty Act, again, sets greenhouse standards in each nation to, quote, fund helping the poor. Does none of the above. It just gives it all to central banks who then loan the money back at 20% interest to the countries. You pay taxes and they loan it back at 20% to you. It's all about control. These guys just sit up there running the money machines. You know, first they make people coming into the country thumb scan, but it's selectively enforced. Then we make Japanese and Germans and British do it. Now they make us when we go out, all federally, internationally standardized in 2000. But now they're introducing it to you with things like this. Children fingerprint checks at European borders. Children as young as 6 will have to have their fingerprints checked in order to enter or exit European Union under radical proposals made by Brussels. All travelers, and then by the next line, they say all travelers, including children, will be required to enter a closed booth of their own with their biometric details stored digitally on microchips and passports, will be checked against their real fingerprint. See, we've been doing that in Texas since 93. It's all a global system, all the same system. The globalists may fight over who gets the reins of control, but they are in unison on dominating and controlling us. Government minister in England, sterilized teenage girls, eugenics, just sterilize them. Bill would require all California science curriculum to cover climate change, San Jose Mercury News. The fact is, though, they're not just going to teach that it's climate change, which they should teach. That's normal. No, they're going to teach that it's greenhouse gases and we got to have all these global taxes. Just total brainwashing. And, of course, the big comic book companies teamed up with the UN to give, quote, free comic books to all the children in the U.S., teaching us about how global government is good. But there is no global government and there's no problem. Just Marvel Comics has announced it. Again, Vicente Fox seeks interdependent North American Union and emerging world government. Former Mexican president urges U.S. to embrace solidarity, not selfishness as North American Union unfolds. You can go read that at JonesReport.com. Okay, student shot at university landmark. As landmark Second Amendment case unfolds, notice every time there's a key bill or key argument in a court, there's a massive shooting. This guy, of course, had been in the military and very strange programs before being institutionalized in a mental institution. Now, if you've been on Ritalin or have ADHD, the military won't take you. So this and it shows that they knew he'd been committed, but they took him on. He disappeared for 6 months into their facilities, came out of the military, went to school to be Homeland Security, and shot a bunch of people. It was a victim disarmament zone. They had copycat hyped all these shootings. Of course, he was on serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac class of drugs, which on their own inserts admit they caused this. Massive increases in psychopathic killing. Doesn't matter. They engineer the system. We should have more guns to protect ourselves from this scumbag. Guy goes in and kills a psychiatrist with a meat cleaver. She treated psychopaths. That was her. That was the office's specialty. He actually visited the guy next door to her in her same office. How would you work in an office with psychopathic killers and not have a handgun in your drawer with a lock and key or an instant access pistol safe? Again, we're trained to be domesticated, to grovel on our knees while somebody ice picks us or hacks us to death with a meat cleaver. Not me. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 seconds I hit this button. 357 Magnum, right here. You come in here with a meat cleaver, you're going to die. And I'm not going to think about it more than 1 second. That's why you don't have a lot of that stuff going on in Texas and other places where people got guns. You got it going on where people have been trained to be victims. Now is the time to stop giving in to all of this. I've got some other global news, but let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Who's up next here? Richard in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Welcome.
I'd like to say one thing. I have 26 and a half years in the military, in the Army, and I took a bullet for Ron Paul when I voted in the primary, and I'll take another bullet when I vote for him in the general election.
Good.
I will never, never, ever, Bert, vote for Songbird McCain. And you know what I'm talking about.
And he's an absolute piece of trash.
Yeah, you know what Songbird means, don't you?
He spilt his guts in 10 seconds.
Songbird means what he did when he was in there and to handle him to his fellow prisoners. And I'll never vote for that son of a bitch at all. And I'd like to say that. And I don't care anything about what other people think. I'm going to vote for him, and I'm going to put him in a write-in. Thank you. Out of Maryland, we only got 18,501 votes for Ron Paul, and I'm sure he may have gotten more. So that's it, Ron. Alex, have a nice day.
Well, let me just say this, and I appreciate your call, Richard from Maryland. There is no vote between Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and McCain. Okay, and I believe it's going to be Hillary. People keep saying Barack Obama is going to win. I will be shocked. All the cards are for Hillary. She is ahead right now. I bet Edwards gives her his delegates. I'll bet my bottom dollar she wins Texas. Okay? Now, we know she's cheating Barack Obama. By the way, he's New World Order, too. So, they hedge their bets. They own each big candidate, and then they pick who they want out of them to begin with. All these young people running around with silly looks on their faces, giggling and smirking and laughing about Barack Obama. And there is no vote with McCain, Hillary, or Obama. Frankly, Hillary might be better to vote for because she's so openly evil. We have the baggage on her that she's going to have trouble getting anything done. With Barack Obama, it'll take people a year or two to figure out he's evil. Time he can get stuff done. McCain is completely mentally ill, totally compromised, and again, I'm not going to vote for any of them. I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm not going to vote for Barack Obama. I'm not going to vote for John McCain. I will write in Ron Paul. And you go, yeah, but the election system's a fraud. Why be part of the system? We prove it's a fraud by doing that. We keep engaging it. We keep exposing it. 85% knew election fraud was a fraud before this. 90% will know after. It's all part of a process. We're giving fight. We're never giving up. Kelly, in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I was at the Michigan Republican State Convention, and it was very interesting because we all just had one afternoon's notice. We got an email one afternoon from the Ron Paul campaign stating that the county conventions were that evening, and a significant amount of people showed up and became delegates, and I was one of them. And we went to the state convention this past weekend. And the GOP was very surprised to see how many of us showed up and actually were delegates.
Did they try to vet you out or put you into super delegates that will control your vote?
No. Nope. They didn't do that. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul's campaign basically instructed us, you know, to behave ourselves and to conduct ourselves accordingly. And the delegates were supposed to vote for McCain because he technically won the state. And
so the Ron Paul campaign is telling you to go ahead and vote for what the delegate place shows it is.
Correct. And then,
but see, it'd be a PR disaster if Ron Paul told his people. That's what I kept explaining to people that wanted to broker convention. If he didn't, quote, get the votes on paper, you can't come take those delegates unless it's only a 1 or 2 point difference from the other candidate. When you've got a 40-point difference or 35-point difference, you can't do that, or the media will have a heyday with it.
Right, exactly. So we did as we were told. Now, the interesting thing was we did get to speak up and have some equal time. And
stay there. I want to hear this on the other side. Again, if the Ron Paul people try to do this, the media will have a heyday with us. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Mr. Kelly, Rick, Pam, and Thomas's calls real fast. Let you all get a minute or so. Don't forget, there's the InfoWars.com Web 2.0 system now where you can post your comments or longer statements or audio clips, video clips, and all the stories. Have your say. You can also get your own MySpace account, network with others, write your own articles, have your own sub-web page on InfoWars.com. Go join the InfoWars network today. It's free. Don't forget the free InfoWars podcast, the 3 hours served out to you for free each day. Just go sign up for it. And don't forget the Willie Nelson interview, second interview live today. We interviewed him today. Amazing stuff he talked about. That rebroadcast at InfoWars.com starts in about 5 minutes. So just go there, click on the InfoWars stream. If you're listening somewhere else on the web, other networks and things, you'll be able to go there and listen to that right there at InfoWars.com if you missed any of it. Please spread the word about the big Willie Nelson interview we did. Paul's going to have an article out on it later. This is a great way to wake up all the Willie Nelson fans and country music fans and others for the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. He said a lot more today. Finish up real fast, Kelly.
I've got 2 points. One, Mike Huckabee's wife was there. She went around speaking to all the districts and claiming that Huckabee was first to suggest abolishing the IRS. Second, we gathered together and got the names of about 70 Ron Paul people that were there and willing to be active, their emails, their phone numbers, and we're planning to initiate on a statewide level, getting involved in local politics.
Call me back tomorrow. I got to jump. That's very exciting. We're going to take this movement and continue the fight locally. That's where you can have even better fruit. Absolutely. Let's go ahead now and talk to Rick in Texas. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Quick question. Keith Olbermann, many times I've heard you talk about he knows about 9/11. I've heard, but I hear him. He sounds skewed to the Democratic side. But I was really surprised, and I'm surprised nobody's asked this question yet. On Endgame, it is definitely his voiceover on a lot of those tracks.
No, it's not.
The story behind that. It sounds like him.
No, I don't believe Keith Olbermann's in there.
Okay.
That's me.
Is it?
Yeah, that's...
Well, there's somebody that sounds just like Keith Olbermann, then. But anyway.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any clip in there.
Okay. Mm. Anyway, it's great, very great video, though. And you woke me up over a year ago and totally shocked me awake. I can't believe that I was so naive before I found out about all this.
Well, you know now, and you'll find out a lot more that I'll never even know. We all learn together. Thank you, sir. Sorry we're going so quick here. Pam in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Great show today.
Thank you.
I need to make a plea for help from your listeners. There's a very, very, very worthwhile grassroots project that needs some funding and needs it fast. It has lots of volunteers on board.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, TexasRonPaulNewspaper.com. TexasRonPaulNewspaper.com. For 8 cents a copy, we can produce an 8-page spread, a newspaper, featuring Ron Paul's positions on issues that interest Texans.
Right, we're out of time. We're out of time here. Thomas, real fast in Kansas, take us out.
Yeah, Alex, I got a question for you, man.
Uh-huh.
On the Global Poverty Act, that's already passed the House, correct?
Yes.
When is it going to go to the Senate?
I don't have time to dig it out in front of me, but I know it's been introduced, and I know they're pushing it, and that's the global greenhouse. They're having the states, counties, cities do it. It's all just new taxes to fund the global government, and they just use well, you know, nice-sounding things about saving the earth. Thank you for the call. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, noon to 3 Eastern. That'd be 9 to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 Mountain. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. We have the second big live interview with Willie Nelson today. It was better than the first. Please help us spread this interview out to everybody like last time. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,